Very quickly.
Okay, thank you very much. You're one of the few politician, or soon to be governors, I should say, excuse me.
Yeah, I hope so.
Part of my English. That has mentioned one of the, probably the greatest problem this country's ever seen is the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes.
We're talking about 90 million strong in the CCP, and get this, 91% of the CCP and their family don't even live in China. They're right here in the United States or in the West, and they're doing something on America called the ideological subversion, a 20-year plan to get the West to kill ourselves. Now, in Arizona, for example, there are 9 different agencies that are using drones that we know about 3 of them, but these drones are owned by DJI. That's a Chinese company. The police are using them. ICE has warned everybody that it's all the intel is going back to China and the CCP, and they're using it against us. And then you look who owns Dominion, China. We found out where it was. It was in Toronto. They're making it there. The UN's here, China's here, and we have World War III on American soil. And I want to ask you, since you have the courage to bring this up, what can we do to not just educate the people here about the CCP and their color revolution on America, but what are we going to do to combat it?
That's a good question. Thank God for President Trump for really waking us up to how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yes. We lulled asleep, but we had city governments, we had county governments, state governments working. Oh, we got a sister city in China. A lot of that was part of infiltrating us. A lot of our current elected officials have sold out to the CCP. They are our enemy. And I'm not speaking of the Chinese people.
Right.
These people are being tortured by their own government. And God forbid we ever give our government another inch, they might do the same to us. So I am opposed to having Chinese companies buy up our farmland, buy up our real estate. There's no such thing as an independent Chinese company. They are all funneled back to the CCP. And until that regime comes down, we can't allow them to own our farmland and our real estate. I'm a true believer in that. And we need to start reshoring our manufacturing. Our political elite, a generation ago, sold us out one by one, company by company. They sold us out. They sent our economy over to China. And we need to start reshoring that. We're seeing the supply chain issues right now. And you know, the shortages. We're seeing all the cargo ships that haven't unloaded yet. We're going to have some real empty shells and real problems. We need to start reshoring it. Some people say it's impossible. They've taken over. We can't get it back. Well, let me remind you, one generation ago, China was practically medieval. There were wooden plows and oxen. And because our political elite sold us out, in one generation, they took everything and they built a world-class economy. We can take it back. We have the infrastructure. I think it will take 10 years if we have the will to do it. I'm absolutely for trying to help bring down the CCP by bringing back our own economy.
Okay.
When we turn them off, when we turn the CCP off and we turn off the Chinese products, we can turn off the CCP and topple them, I believe. Yeah.